Well, everybody, again, welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm the host, Jeffrey Davis, Chairman of the Board, CEO of Mage LLC, management consulting firm, working with over 700 organizations since 1985. Hard to believe, long careers. And talking about long careers, who do I like to check in with every week but the fabulous Mark Zwetschgenbaum, Mark Z, for our Mark Z moment. And here's another person who's had a long, illustrious Hall of Fame career. Here we go.
You're very kind, Jeff. It's great to be on the show, and it's congratulations on all your successful consulting that you've done in the business arena. Very, very impressive. Excited to be here with you.
I keep waiting to watch on my sports apps that the Patriots have just free agent Mark Z that they've signed. Well, you used to play tennis, if I'm allowed to say it, with Mr. Kraft. I think you used to be rotated into his tennis groups.
No, he was a very good tennis player. It was a lot of fun to play with him.
I remember he used to be in the next court over from me a few times. But
very
Mark,
good tennis player.
Mark, what's going on in Mark Z world today?
What I'd like to talk about, and I thought would be something that it's good for our business community to really talk about, when you're hiring staff, you really have to be prepared to move on candidates. There's processes that companies follow, and they say, we have to follow the process. And so what's happening is a lot of employers are losing talented people by waiting. They have a whole process they need to follow. And a lot of these employers are saying, well, if we can't do this, then we can't proceed. Or they're, by the time they get back to the candidate has multiple offers that they have to make decisions on. And so my advice is, if you need to do some references, if you really want a candidate, obviously make an offer pending the references. If there's any steps of the process, like meeting multiple people, accommodate them. Today, for example, if you want them to come back and meet certain people on decisions, and some of these people that are part of the decision-making process are not available, maybe they can be available by Zoom. But
Mark,
it's so important to make some decisions in a timely fashion. And a lot of employers are losing talented candidates. I get it that you want to make the right decision, that you want to go through a process. But at the same time, you don't want to lose talented people.
I'm sorry, Mark. I'm going to do an Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes rant. You just triggered me. I don't think employers always understand the speed of time and, the clock. And I talked as a management consultant, I've always talked to clients about the clock, that they don't know how to manage the clock. And the clock has changed over the last 5 years. That's the point you're making. And the speed that you did something 5 years ago is different today, not just for that, for marketing, for sales, for, everything has changed. And employers who are trying to push everything back to their time schedule are losing. So they need to sit down, plan out their hiring policy and time of how they're going to manage it ahead of time, and then adapt to it. But they can't just go into it open-ended. They have to build some structure to how they're recruiting. And I agree with you 100%, but it's more than just recruiting. They don't understand time. And clients need to be educated to understand how to use time.
Time is so important, and being able to make a timely decision so that you don't lose talented people. So for example, maybe you have multiple people that come to meetings, the first meeting. If you know somebody's talented and say, okay, instead of just having that one person meeting them, let's have a team interview for that first person. Another idea is to say, we don't need to have everybody in the family involved. You pick key players for the particular job and who are going to be the decision makers, and you support that decision, because a lot of these candidates can't wait for you to meet mom, dad, granddad, and all the siblings. They want to meet the key people, and then they have decisions to make. So
I have had the same issue in my own firm. My partner, He's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he's just a wonderful partner. But he has sometimes said to me about timing of hiring people and interviews, and I've said, no, that's not the timetable we can work under if we have any interest in that person. We have to
Right.
do everything you're saying we need to do, we need to do, but we need to do it in a shorter time span.
Correct.
And the decision has to be made and the offer has to be made. And
Correct.
sometimes you have to do things while you're making the offer.
Right. And that's so important today because there's a finite pool of qualified candidates for a position. And if you find somebody who you feel is a good candidate, you have to move on. I get that you're busy. I get that things need to be pushed off. Maybe a key person is on vacation, but maybe if they're on vacation, they give the proxy to another person and say, I support that decision, or take a Zoom meeting. But whatever it
Well,
is,
take a risk.
right.
In business is a risk. You can always, I hate to say it, continue to look at resumes and fire somebody. But if you got to make a move on somebody who fits the bill, don't lose the right person. It's
Right.
like getting married. If you find that right person, you and I feel we did that, you got to move on that person, not
That's
let
right.
them go.
That's right. That's right. Otherwise, you're going to lose that candidate and you'll regret it,
Right.
especially because you decided as the process had moved forward that this is a special candidate
Well,
and will be successful in the position.
you rarely cease to let me down, Mark. You did a great job today. Again, I do think this is an important message, a reoccurring message to entrepreneurs about timing and hiring. If somebody wants to talk to you about this, talk to me about it as well. How do they find you?
Well, first of all, it's been a pleasure as always, Jeff, and on our wonderful Radio Entrepreneurs website, radioentrepreneurs.com. Google Mark Z, and we come right up, M-A-R-C, the letter Z, markzlegal.com, MarkZLegal.com, and 617-338-1300.
You know, Mark, I'll give you another piece of advice. I know you go to all these networking groups. I think you should bring your laptop and the best of Mark Z interviews. You should play them at some of your networking groups.
That's a good way to show maybe people at night can
We could put together a
listen
reel, just
to
and the best of Mark Z, and you can play it. I mean, I do
good
think.
way, good way to beat insomnia. So
And
yeah.
well, let's
But
remind everybody, this is the Anti-Insomnia Show.
thank
Entrepreneurs will be back next week with Mark Z.
you.